Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
And of course, it is a Friday. That means
Open line on kaya959.
Any and everything you want to discuss. Let's go.
Morning, Sizwe and the team. Hey guys, I've been having this crazy idea about politics. When the IEC mock voting, because I think all of us were enjoying this GNU government. Why, when we vote again, bangafaki GNU, so that if you want to vote for GNU, you can vote for GNU, and the parties that are gonna be there, it's gonna be the second party, third party, or fourth party, kanjalo kanjalo. Go IEC, kuma pilots, see when the option yok votela GNU.
Well, the reason why that will be difficult is the GNU needs to be formed by somebody, right? And that person will only get the authority to form the GNU based on the votes. So you need to vote for each individual party first, and then the GNU can be formed. For example, if we just decided to vote for GNU, who's going to lead the GNU? What's their contribution going to be in the GNU? Because all of that is proportional to the votes that you receive. So if you just go and cast GNU, what about GNU? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, it doesn't. Okay, let's say we all vote GNU. You're right. That doesn't make sense. And who takes the lead?
Yeah.
It's crazy. You're speaking about Vescopi's and the power situation. That is bad. That is really, really horrible. Like, and I don't think there's anything worse than that ever happening. But of late, I've been actually asking myself, I mean, looking at the world and looking at the situations around us, do these mental hospitals still actually work? And the real question that I have is, how does one actually get into a mental institution? Is it something that the government decides that, oh, okay, we've got a prisoner or somebody who's not so well mentally that we put in prison in the mental institution? Or is it a family member who says, no, I'm taking my person to a mental facility? Back in the day, they used to really work. But now, they actually seem like a shadow of their former selves. Lots of people walking around the streets, crazy.
Yeah, so here's the thing, right? Maybe we need to understand what is the purpose of a mental institution. Sometimes it's not that you get cured. It's not that you go in there and then come out a sane person. Because some situations, you can just manage it, but you can't really cure it, right? Having said that, though, you do need somebody who takes care of people in that condition. So you can't just leave them alone. If you have a family and you're going to work, you can't leave that person alone at home.
Dangerous.
Yes. For themselves and other people. So then what you do is you need somebody who's constantly making sure that they don't harm themselves and making sure they're in a safe environment. And then, of course, you ensure that they take their medication, etc. and so on, right? So that's the purpose. And I believe they still do work. Now, I don't know. I haven't got any empirical evidence to whether or not they're failing. But I do believe that they work.
This story about the election of the Pope at the Vatican has me wondering if really the role of the Christian church is to manage the anger of the poor people in the colonies they had previously occupied, and to allow capital to exist without question in these regions. Maybe you know better as to where and how this Christian churches fit in on a global scale.
Okay, so this is one of those things that they advise you not to discuss it actually on radio, because you can't discuss religion. You can discuss it forever. You can't discuss politics. You can discuss it forever. But yeah, we march to the beat of our own drum, so we will discuss it. Religion, specifically, is a form of structure. Let's put the belief aside. Whether or not you believe, that's one thing. But it's a form of structure. You must structure people in society in a way that they are able to be led. Because if you just let people do their own thing, it's going to be, man, anarchy, right? So back in Roman days, they believed that the gods spoke directly, right, to the monarch. The monarch would then speak to the clergy, and then the clergy would then speak to all the people that obviously administer religion and people who'd fall under a certain religion, etc. and so on, right? And so if you are able to tell people, look, man, behave according to these set of rules, otherwise there will be consequences in this life or the next, you can begin to organize them into manageable packs. After that, you then get laws now that get passed on the land. You're like, okay, people, you shouldn't murder each other, even though the Bible already says, thou shalt not kill. But if you kill, yeah, you'll go to jail, right? Because there's always going to be those people that are outliers. Mm. So you further collect those people via laws now, and you enforce the laws. Let's put the belief aside. Whether you believe or not, that's entirely up to you. We can have that discussion later. But that is the purpose of religion. So, okay, you decide if you think it's relevant now or not.
Morning, guys. Go open line. And tell us, cool man, Alinda, about Yama CEO of my banks. Imalabas Holai, CEO Capitec, Harry Fourie, 104 million to 2024. Standard Bank CEO Sim Shabalala, 89 million rand. Absa CEO Charles Rousson, 35.4 million. Yo?
I like it when they always say this. They never bring up funny titi in Vestec. Go look up how much he makes.
You tell us, you know.
Go look it up. Google it now. More than all of those guys. Well, anyway, we can have the discussion whether you think it's fair or not.
Yay!
Tell, okay. How much?
121 million.
Nakok. Look, man, at the end of the day, this is where the money resides. Right? If I'm the CEO of that organization, whether or not you believe it's fair, again, that's a discussion you can have all day. But if I'm not earning what I think is equitable and what I should be earning, I can go somewhere else and earn that money. Now, look up Funny Titi's qualifications.
Okay, but that's 331,000 a day, bro.
Yes, but now look up his qualifications. Yes. Just look it up quickly.
Okay.
Tell me his qualifications.
Funny has over 2 decades of advanced banking experience. Holds a BSc.
Yes,
cum laude, in mathematics. BSc honors in maths from University of Fort Hare.
And what else?
MA degree in mathematics from University of California at Berkeley. And an MBA from Wits Business School.
Yeah.
Yay.
Now, I'm not saying that you yourself don't deserve to get paid highly, right? I'm saying these are individuals that are very specialized in their field. And if you understand what banking is a stopgap solution. It's basically what banks do is they offer a solution for your time mismatch. So let me try and explain that further. You have an obligation to pay something, but you don't have the money yet. And the bank understands that you will have the money in the future. So what they'll do is they'll step in for you, they'll pay, and then over time, you can pay them back in the future. Like if you're starting out, for example, at work, it's your first year, you've just graduated, but you're an accountant. We can see you've got a bright future. Why not allow you to buy a car now, even though you can't afford it on your first day, and then you pay it off as and when your money and your salary increases? That is the role of banking. And they make a lot of money out of it. They make money out of our money. When you deposit money, the money that you deposit, they send to Saul when he borrows money. So they've got the money to pay the people. It is what it is.
Hey, Sizwe and the team. So I just wanted to find out, what are the legal consequences of resigning immediately? Resigning without serving notice, because I know they might not pay you your full salary. That's fine. But what are the other legal consequences? Because I know it's breach of contract as well. Do they then flag you so that you do not get another job, or they just let it go?
Well, it depends where you work. And it depends what your agreement is with those people. But generally speaking, there's really not much they can do except dock your pay, you know? Other than that, it's back to Taylor. So let me tell you a story. When I got my job at MTV, I was working in KZN, and I was working for Netcore. And I needed to move up to Joburg the following Monday. So I obviously took part in an audition, and then I won. So when I went back to him, and I told him, hey, guys, on Friday, I'm leaving. Like, I'm going to Gauteng, and I'm not coming back. Now, I know I'm supposed to serve notice, but I'll pay you for the amount that I need to serve, and then I'm out. And then they were like, ah, it's fine. Yeah, it's fair. So they let me go. And then I moved. So there's also that option.
And generally, if you have a good relationship with your employer, or maybe if your employer, once you're gone, really, generally they won't do anything as far as legally, like make you pay. So
yeah,
no consequence.
So Baba and I, Endlini, we've booked our flights to go to Durban tomorrow morning for the soccer. But I'm concerned by the stuff that I see on social media. Be safe because of the stuff that I see. But people in KZN, they're very upset. Versus us here in Joburg. So, Sizwe, can you please confirm, Oguti, is it safe for us to go down? Or
would
we rather just stay and forfeit our accommodation and flight tickets?
Mina ngime yini. No, lalela. I obviously don't know. I can't tell the future. But my sense is that you will be safe at the stadium. I shall have a case then. You know, if the police commissioner has told you, Uti, afune nonsense, lapa, there will be no nonsense. So you must definitely go watch a match if that's what you want to do. Outside the stadium, we get agazi. Agazi, so we need a goopy, you know? Because ikunzi shower no goopy. So get the goopy near party, back to the goopy. Gota, I heard you say you have a number of sekaya. You should be fine, man. Just go there and enjoy the match. A cookost.
Like to know ukuthi mina ngithipa kanjani regarding potty training, yabo. What do I need to make sure that I'm consistent of? Because now my daughter uqale isane month aqale potty training, yabo. Within a week a crash bekaza kahle, but now she took ama steps back because she moved back to mama ke. So now I need to know my tips. Go bo mama la pe studio or nan mato. Then jile nukuti ngayenza njani.
So the important thing is consistency, right? If you decide to uti, tlami ngano zo yivusa once an evening or twice an evening, wazo yivusa nini? Meilele. Yabo? Ingani lala ili yevele. Tlami senilale ngo 6. Zo mvusa tlami ngo 10. Or vinu mvusa tlami ngo 2. Kletile gilapo. But you must do the same thing that the mom does. So when I figure when the program yako wena, then she goes to mom's house, but shiny program. Because now you're confusing the child.
So this you're speaking from experience.
Yeah.
Hey.
Come on.
Hey, see.
I was once a child.
How Bob
Oh man.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.